Jesus, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5, 4 and 5, NLT. Sometimes people will say, "I know what you're going through." Most likely, they don't know. During our time of mourning for Christopher, I really didn't even know what my wife was going through, even though we were together all the time. Her grieving process is different than mine. I had a person come up to me and say, "I know what you're going through. My grandmother just died." With all due respect, though I am sorry for that individual's loss, the passing of an elderly grandmother is not the same as the loss of a child. One person said to me, "What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger." That didn't help. Someone else wrote to me, "God always picks his best flowers first." That didn't help either. On the other hand, there have been many other things people have said that have been very helpful. So I'm not making a hard and fast rule here that you shouldn't say anything to a grieving person. I'm just saying, take care, and watch out for the old clichés. People will sometimes ask the question, "Are you at peace with your son's death?" At peace? Of course not. Don't ever ask someone that. We should never be at peace about anyone's death. Death is an enemy. The Bible says, the last enemy that will be defeated is death. Having said that, God is a friend, and I am at peace with him. So we trust the Lord. But no, we will never be at peace with this thing that we call death. For the believer, however, death isn't the end of the road. It's only a bend in the road, a path that Jesus himself has walked. Because of what he accomplished on the cross for us, the grave is not an entrance to death, but to life, because death has been swallowed up in victory. Day 44, Tuesday. Since you became alive again, so to speak, when Christ arose from the dead, now set your sights on the rich treasures and joys of heaven where he sits beside God in the place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here. You should have as little desire for this world as a dead person does. Your real life is in heaven with Christ and God. And when Christ, who is our real life, comes back again, you will shine with him and share in all his glories. Colossians 3, 1-4, TLB. Newsweek magazine did an article a while back called Visions of Heaven. The magazine pointed out that 76% of Americans believe in heaven, and of those, 71% think it's an actual place. But after that, the agreement breaks down. The magazine says that 18% imagine heaven to look like a garden, 13% think it looks like a city, and 17% don't know. The article also said that even those who say they don't believe in heaven at all wish there was such a place. We need to know what God tells us about heaven, get a lay of the land, so to speak.